Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi. Thank you. I thought I was on a deadline. This is Valerie Terrell, and I have some charges on my bank account. I did not order any gadgets or anything from you. Can you help me with this?
Yes, ma'am. What's your shipping zip code?
74011.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Valerie Terrell. T as in Tom, okay. E-R-R-E-L-L.
All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
7826 South Park Avenue.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for the watch and the earbuds originally for $6.97. So you're saying that you never signed up for this as a free trial?
No, I didn't. Now, what I did do, and it may have accrued from this, there was a little survey on Home Depot, and I went through that and did a survey. But I did not sign up for anything. I'm so bloody leery at 65, and my income is so minuscule. I would not order anything.
So what did you sign up? When you took the survey, what did you pick out? You didn't pick out watch and earbuds as a free gift?
I may have picked the watch out, but not earbuds. Not at all. I have to wear hearing aids anyway. I mean, total hearing aids. I've got a cochlear implant, so, I mean, it'd be redundant.
Yes, ma'am.
You know?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I mean,
well, actually,
yeah,
it comes with it. This is why when people get on the website, you know, they always going to offer you a lot of different things. You have to decline it. If you don't decline it, they don't come together as a bundle. So you probably didn't pay any attention, just paid for the shipping, and then it showed up. So, yeah, but that's not fraud if that's what happened, if you did take it for it as a survey.
Okay. What about, I don't have earbuds. I mean, I do not have them.
All right. Let me see. It shows here that, let's see what was shipped to you. Yeah, it shows that on the 7th, on the 10th, the earbuds were shipped, and then on the 16th, the other one was shipped out. It shows the earbuds were shipped out to you on the 10th.
I did not get buds. Did not.
That's weird. Did you get the watch?
The watch I do, yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't
sound what it is,
and it didn't say buy Sharp gadgets, you know, just very misleading right here. So.
Yeah, but normally it'll pop up because I've been on there. Normally how it works is first you'll get the watch. Then when you scroll down, it will say, do you want to get the earbuds or do you want to get keto? And then if you don't decline it, then, yeah, it's going to add it because it all comes together.
I don't know. I didn't get it. I mean, I will argue with it on that one. The watch, okay. But the buds, nay.
Okay. So being that you said, well, I would offer to reship, but you said you can't wear earbuds, so that's not going to help you. Let's see.
I don't have them. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't do that. So I know you're obligated to do whatever, but you know.
Yes, ma'am. Let me go back. So the only thing that I can do due to the information that we have is offer you on what you have been billed a 35% refund. Like I said, it shows it was delivered. We're not saying you didn't get it, but you have to call in before it's shipped out to you if you don't want it and decline it before they even ship it out. But once they bill you, that's it.
Wow. What a rip. I mean, I don't know. It's not your fault.
I know. I get what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, you just thought you were signing up for a watch, and now you get all this other stuff, and you don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, but I didn't get the other stuff. I got watch, you know, and I get charged for this mess. So, do the 5%.
Yes,
if you can't do anything else, I mean, it's minuscule.
Stay off of that website. That's what I tell people. Get off
no
of there. I know it's boring,
I mean,
but
just
stay
off. Nice answer. I shop Home Depot, you know, all the time, and I thought, okay, I'll tell them what I think about it. But
she said, not anymore.
I won't even look at it. This is ridiculous.
Look, I don't ever do any of it.
Well, can I send the watch back? I mean, is that feasible?
No. Oh, ma'am. No. We're not enough. Due to the COVID, we're not accepting anything back.
Okay. Even if I had gut buds, I couldn't send those back. So everything. Okay.
No.
Oh,
Yeah, the COVID's pretty much messed up everything. The whole world is ruined, looks like.
Isn't that true?
Look, we're just some... Yes, it's really sad what's going on today. They have really been... I don't know. We just live in a very cruel world is the only thing I can tell you, because how are you going to go on vacation and not even, you know, extend the stuff out? Like, who does that?
I know. And think about the kids that are not going to know any difference. Like the three-year-olds that think, oh, yeah, we're wearing masks, and then all of a sudden it's going to go back to normal. Confusion. That's what I'm... It's awful what's happening.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Now, they're not going to know any...
They're getting acclimated.
Any different.
Stage, you know, that this is a norm. You know, they're being raised into this shit, excuse me, and...
No, you're
fine. That's
what
they're going to know, you know? And it's like, oh, those poor babies, they're going to have to learn how to hug and kiss and socialize, and it's bad.
I don't know. You're right. It is going to be pretty bad.
I know. For kids, think about the psychological impact, you know? Just, ugh.
They don't care.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Okay.
And do you really think they care? Go ahead. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Is this going to go back into the account?
Yeah, it'll go back. Yeah, whatever card that you originally signed up with. Give me 1 second. Let me get everything notated. And yeah, it'll go back on there.
Thank you. If you knew what I made a mess, you'd think, God, she wouldn't have done this. I mean, I'm on Social Security, so...
Oh, what do you say? God, trust me, I hear all the time. People are just like, I'm on Social Security. I wouldn't have never signed up for that.
I mean, do you hear stuff? Oh, Lordy.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You don't want to know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my Lord. You all these people. Oh, God. I'm like, you know, I didn't do it. I'm just trying to help you. I did not do it. I be careful. Like I tell people, be careful, because the way this stuff comes to you, it does is really confuse the people. That's why I tell them, if you got to put your card in, it's not free, and you need to be looking for those terms and conditions.
True. It's just like Social Security number. Don't give that out unless you know they're in front of you, who
they are. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Trust me, it's happened to me years ago. So I was like, okay, well, I got that remedy. I went and got me I ordered a different couple PayPal cards. And I'll just load them and go and just buy stuff and just use it in the store regular, use it for gas, you know, whatever.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. There's no fraud on that. Couldn't even
you
get it.
You got that right, because there's nothing going to be on there, so they're not going to want that.
Mm-hmm. Good idea, girl.
I know. So get you a prepaid. You can go to Walmart, get you a Visa, MasterCard, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Oh, prepaid. Good idea.
Yes, ma'am. Did they give you the cancellation number? Have you checked your email?
Oh, I haven't gotten the cancellation yet. I took the cancellation number from her.
Said you didn't get it?
Let me check. I'm not in there. I'm not the savviest person here, but I will get in there and see if it is. PayPal credit. I'm not seeing the cancellation on it. I have a cancellation number.
Yeah, the cancellation number, yeah, you should have that. And then you should see a credit, 2 credits as well.
Okay. I'm not seeing it on my emails. It may not. I have slow cocks, my God. Call them, they're like, oh, well, during the pandemic, everything's slow. Like, oh, no, just get it to me. I don't see
exactly.
It.
Mm-hmm. Talking about what you don't see.
Butt, let me have it. I don't see it yet.
I was about to say, oh, yeah, you'll be, like I said, you got those numbers and the refunds, all those linked back to your account, so you'll be fine.
Okay, good.
And like I said, give it about 3 to 5 days. And like I said, if you haven't received it, then check with your card holder. If they're saying it's not there, then definitely give us a call back.
Okay. What am I going to be telling them? I'm looking for a dollar amount or just a credit
back? Yeah, dollar amount. Yeah, it'll be like $20.98, and then one will be for $17.47. It'll be separate like that.
Okay, and that will be in 3 to 5 days. Well, I do appreciate it, and I knew it wasn't fraud, but it was fraudulent.
Yeah.
I should say, you know, I thought it, the girl said, did you get not budge? She said, well, they're this and this. I said, I wouldn't have done it, you know, no, but I did get such and such. She said, okay, well, let me get you fraud. I'm like, okay, but it's not fraud, it's fraudulent. I'm weird. I'm sorry. I need to smoke a joint, get out of pain.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm 65. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Stay safe.
At least I made you laugh, huh?
Oh, thank God. I needed that.
Good. Talk to you later, girl.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Be safe.
You too.